Yeah.
Okay. What about? Did you have a granary, any kind of place where you store grain of some sort?
Well, that's what I'm just talking about. Yeah, we stored. That's where we
crib.
In the crib. You see, mm-hmm. That's where we had our corn and the grain stuff. You see, and then whenever we got ready, see, we used to go to a hut called Old Grist Mill.
Yeah.
We used to shell that corn, and then we'd pour it in a sack and go into a grist mill and have a meal made. Well, they had a grist mill right down here, just a little store where you pass. We used to go there and have a meal ground and the old time way right there.
What kind of sack would you put it in?
Well, we had, you know, we didn't have a little bag like, we had a great big, in other words, usually most of dry enough to last us a month or something like that.
Yeah.
And maybe a bushel or half a bushel.
Turn or?
And a nice, you know, white sack. I mean, like have shorts or something like that.
Yeah.
And then we put that, grind that corn and put that meal in there. And then we would have to go back to that meal maybe a month or so.
Yeah. Did you call that a croaker sack or a?
Well, croaker sack, you couldn't, a croaker sack, it's got holes in it. But this other sack, type of sack, it's more like what you have, what they used to call, how we call shorts and stuff, come in sacks like that. But anyway.
Shorts,
you can buy what's called shorts and cottonseed meal and stuff. Well, they come in solid made sack. But we use solid made sacks like that too. Just to hold that flour in there, you see.
Yeah.
But now that old croaker sack, it made a hole where you put grains, like chops and corn and stuff, they come in that old croaker sack. But now shorts and stuff like that come in a regular, solid made sack, just like a flour sack.
Like a poke or a?
Yeah, something like that, you see.
You know what a poke was? Did y'all ever call that a poke?
You mean a sack?
Yeah.
Well, it could be named on that order, but we just call it, I guess that must be, we call it what's called old croaker sack. I don't know if that's the name. That's what we call it.
Uh-huh, croaker sack?
Yeah, we call that old grasses, wooden sack with them holes in it. You can see the grains through it. Well,
yeah.
But the other sack that I'm talking about, we put our meal in, it was made solid, just like a regular flour sack today.
Uh-huh. I see. What'd you call maybe the, you were talking on about the buildings and you have the barn and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a place where maybe the top part of the barn?
Yeah, you call that the, at the top part of that is, let me see, what we call that, the crib part or storehouse. You know, where we throw that feed up, the hay up in top there,
yeah.
And the grain be down below.
Yeah.
I forget now what to call it. Scaffold? It's made up above. I forget now just what we call that.
The loft?
Yeah, loft. That's what it is. Loft. I'm about forgetting them. Anyway, that's what it was. And we put that up in the loft, just like at the house here. We see that the regular corn and stuff go out here, the hay go up in the loft, you see.
I see.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, can you tell me about what you do when you raise hay?
You know, when we raise hay back there, we just, cut it and throw it up in that loft like that. It was late years before we went to build it.
Uh-huh.
But they just haul in, just fill it, just fill them storehouses up, just throw it in there loose and pack it back in there.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did back there. But late years, after that, we went to build it up, you see.
Yeah. When you first cut the hay, what'd you do with it?